probably spend 4 hours a day, 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, chasing cockatoos and corellas. And in that time, the number of corellas has just exploded. When we finish growing, or when we stop growing sunflowers, there probably weren't many corellas here at all. Now you can see flocks of, you know, hundreds, thousands. You know, it's just, you spend too much time chasing them.
Have you thought about going back to growing them at all, or is it just not been an option?
If you think about it, you don't think about it for long because of the problem. I think now there's as many cockatoos and corellas on the sorghum as there would have been cockatoos on sunflowers, you know, when we stopped growing them.
Joe Reddy from Wowan. And like Joe said, corellas aren't just sunflower fans. They're affecting other crops as well. Ray Wilkie is a grain and cotton grower from Billawheeler and says birds are one of his biggest concerns coming into summer because they love eating his sorghum crop.
They like to focus on certain areas within a paddock, so there'll be certain areas that could be 90% damage, so there's only 10% of the grain left, but the rest of the paddock, they haven't touched it, so they like to focus on areas where there's plenty of feed as well as water close by and trees where they can nest and all that sort of thing.
Are the birds an issue every year as you come into summer?
Around this area, yeah, they're getting worse and worse. They seem to be breeding up around here. That a lot of them seem to have come from out in the west through the dry years, and there is water sources here, so they're breeding up, and yeah, can be a real problem. So,
how do you think that it could be tackled? What could be changed to kind of help growers deal with all these birds?
Some sort of permit where we could do a culling program to get rid of them. I know some people probably wouldn't agree with it, but it's like the ruse out in the west and all sorts of things. They get into plague proportion and get that bad that you got to do something with them.
Billawheeler grower Ray Wilkie. Tim Brosnan is another grower from the Callide region. He's one of very few producers who have considered growing sunflowers, but admits it would only be to deter the birds away from his other crops.
I was toying with the idea of planting a hectare or two of sunflowers just so the birds could have it last year. You wouldn't grow sunflowers around here with these mongrels about.
How many birds do you think roughly you have on your property?
When they're here, hundreds of thousands. They're a pain in the arse, and they're a smart animal, particularly smart bird. We've got photos of them with a scare gun going off on their land just behind it 30 feet away. They just get used to it.
Do you think that it's not considered as much of an issue as perhaps it should be?
It'd be good if it got acknowledged by the relevant departments. We can do all the trials and work out how much, what they cost the industry a year, but at the end of the day, they've got to go. You can see the problem.